This is Algorithm, a weekly radio play written by Elisa Zulina, produced by the Floor 5 Theater Company. To learn more or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com.
Episode 2.
Some families choose to hire private tutors to help their children prep at home. We thought you might be interested in listening in on a tutoring session to get a sense of the available services. Here is Luke in his study working on a math problem. His tutor, Spencer, is sitting opposite him reading a magazine. There's a huge pile of wrapped red candies in the corner of the room. Luke shows Spencer his answer.
Got it.
Nope. Nice try.
I hope A and B just crash into each other.
They're traveling away from each other.
Ugh.
Concentrate.
I can't.
You must.
How am I...
Breathe.
Can I please have a candy?
No.
Just one, please. I promise I'll solve how long it takes A and B to...
No.
This is so sadistic. This is so unnecessary.
Now you're getting the hang of it.
But those are my favorite.
They're the only ones you know.
They're still my favorite.
We're curing your addiction.
How am I supposed to focus when-
Willpower.
That has nothing to do with the test.
It has everything to do with it.
Oh yeah? What are they gonna do? Put a huge pile of cinnamon fireballs in front of me and tell me to complete the test without eating one?
Exactly.
Hmm?
You still don't get it, do you? The algorithm knows everything. It knows your blood type, your DNA, your ancestry, your search and browsing history, no matter how many times a day you delete it. And yes, it even knows your fetish for watching squid sex on the Discovery Channel. It knows the chemical imbalance in your brain, which is the cause of your anxiety, and you bet it knows your parents let you have an atomic fireball once a year on your birthday.
So if the algorithm already knows everything, why bother with this lame-ass test?
Well, not all information can be collected from biological data or past behavior. Some information must be tested in a lab setting. Emotional intelligence, social skills, empathy?
Willpower?
Exactly.
So what you're saying is, this whole test thing is a joke?
Not so fast. The algorithm wants to know your level of efficiency and productivity. A strong work ethic will always raise your lifetime value.
What about willpower?
Maybe.
So if on test day the algorithm puts candy in front of me, should I eat it or not?
Hard to tell.
That's not very helpful.
Your prediction analytics came back inconclusive on the candy. It may cause cavities, which would lower your lifetime value. On the other hand, bad teeth would make you a frequent dental customer, which would raise your lifetime value. I'm just trying to simulate your most probable test setting. I think we should play the work ethic card. Your other data matches the profile of a compliant, diligent worker. Now, if I can just get you to pass math... We have a very good shot at landing you in statistics.
Isn't statistics all automated now?
Sure. But you could say that about any sector. The algorithm still needs human managers for most of the machines, and don't forget, human intuition is still needed to complement artificial intelligence.
Do you think in the future the algorithm won't need humans at all, and it'll be like machines making other machines and machines taking care of other...
No. That's science fiction.
What about machine rights?
Well, technically, machines don't have
any rights.
But didn't
they used to say the same thing about animals?
Well... The algorithm has no use for philosophers, so back to math.
Can we do astronomy for a bit? I memorized all the rings of Jupiter.
Luke, we've gone over this. You're never going to space.
My anxiety?
Yeah.
Can we do some verbal drills?
Waste of time.
Why?
There are already too many content providers. The algorithm doesn't need any more. Besides, machines will soon master all of the literary arts.
Can you say something without saying it?
No.
I think I did that once.
Did you recently fall down and hit your head?
No.
Because saying something without that's not a logical statement.
What subtext?
Where'd you even hear that?
Like, what if I were, like, talking to a girl and she...
Why would you be talking to a girl?
No, but, like, as in a hypothesis. What if I were talking to a girl and I said I could help her study and she thought I was inviting her over to my house?
Luke? Did you invite a girl over?
No.
Good. Because that's a very bad idea.
No, I know. I didn't invite anyone. I just... Forget it.
Listen. You're gonna meet all sorts of mentally unstable kids at prep. Some just can't handle the stress. Better keep to yourself, understand?
Yeah. You think I might be a creative?
No.
I think I might have met one.
That's nice.
How would the algorithm even test
it? I don't know! Can you just focus on the problem?!
Okay, fine. Jeez. I thought you were supposed to know everything about the test. Like, isn't that, like, your job?
No one knows how the algorithm selects creatives.
Can't you look at past data? Aren't you, like, a data expert?
I don't have access to all the data. It's probably completely random.
How do you know?
'Cause I'm a creative.
Wow. And you're just... a tutor?
Thanks, Luke.
I mean, better that than dead. Do you ever think about death?
Alright, looks like you're not in the right mood today.
I'm sorry, that was rude of me to... Well, I just have so many questions and I don't
What is it?
I met this girl.
Is that why you've been so scatterbrained lately?
Maybe, I don't know.
Great. Girls are easy. Hmm? Just a small snag. We'll be back on track in no time. Here's my password. For the 18 and over stream. Lots of girls. Top quality VR. Very interactive. Don't need to wait for your birthday. You're welcome.
Thanks. But I don't...
Trust me, it beats watching squid sex.
I've been using... Doug's older brother's password. No, this girl, she's...
Please. Please. Don't tell me you actually like someone.
When
did you even have the time to talk to...
Lunch break.
See, this is why I'm against the lunch break. I mean, how much time do you need to swallow a fucking capsule? The kids are immersed in a co-ed environment for the first time. The algorithm must know that. I bet it does this just to fuck with tutors. Okay, Romeo, you've got 8 minutes to tell me about this chick.
She's got shiny hair and...
Adorable! Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Listen, Luke, when you're older, I promise you'll look back at this conversation and you'll understand my frustration. You'll find this whole thing very funny.
She's unlike anyone I've ever met.
You haven't met many girls. You're going off of very limited data.
She eats pears and she... Draws.
Yes, women are crazy. Now, I need you to listen to me. This is very bad timing. You need to concentrate. Once you pass, get with whomever you want. And remember, your 20s are for experimentation. Make sure to explore the entire spectrum. There are so many options nowadays. Human, animal, bacteria, machine, toy, mineral, stone, etc.
Are you having the sex talk with me? Because Dad's gone
I'm
over-
I'm just saying, shop around before you buy. And when you're ready to settle down, ask the algorithm to match you with someone who's at least 96% compatible with you. If you even want to go down that road, you don't have to breed. You have a choice. It's a free country.
Are you paired up?
No. I'm not a breeder.
So you just wank off?
I meet Special friends. All the time.
How?
When you're old enough, I'll show you some places.
You're lying.
I'm trying to keep you alive, Luke! Here's your assignment for tomorrow. Talk to at least 10 girls during lunch break and write down your observations.
What for?
So you see they're not that different from one another. We need to cure your one-itis. I mean, I would even recommend what I like to call deep learning, but that might be a bit too distracting for you right now.
Did you ever like a girl?
I like all of them. In small doses.
No, I mean like, really like a girl. Like a lot.
Sure.
Is she still?
Yes.
What does she do?
Don't know, don't care.
Do you still talk?
God, no.
You sound pissed.
Yeah! I almost blew the test because I was thinking about her all the time. It was a fucking mind hack.
And
what?
What happened?
Nothing. We had a thing. Then we didn't. Then she met someone else. The end. Story time. Over.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. We had very low compatibility. 34.12%.
Shit.
Yeah. She thought we should check, you know, just for fun. No one was forcing her. Organic relationships are not illegal. Anyway, when we got the results, she didn't want to risk it. Anyway, it was for the best.
She passed me a pencil.
Great. So you like each other. Once you both pass, celebrate at the ball.
I don't think she's the type who'd go to that.
Of course she'll go. Everybody goes. Everybody who passes. It's where you get to release all that pent-up energy. It's a real orgy.
What?
Yeah. A total fuckfest. Good luck finding what's-her-face in the crowd. Everyone goes bananas and shares the love. And if after that, you still want to be with her, knock yourself out. In the meantime...
I don't think she's gonna pass.
Too early to tell.
I don't think she wants to. I think... She wants to, like... mess with the algorithm.
Then stay away from her. She sounds like trouble.
But what if I could persuade her to give
Why on earth would you jeopardize your chance at a lifetime value?
Yeah, you're right. Mind hack. You said with that girl it was like a fucking mind hack.
What can be hacked will be hacked. But it will also be repaired.
Willpower?
Is Mamie a creative? Or does she want to mess with the algorithm? Will Luke take Spencer's advice and stay away from her? Tune in to our next episode to find out. We'll be touring a secret room inside the test prep center. You don't want to miss this classified information.
This was Algorithm, the radio drama written by Elisa Zulina. Produced by Floor 5 Theater Company. The cast: Luke, Jesse Aftel, Spencer, Daniel Gans, sound engineer, Jaleesa Gilbert, original music, David Sachs, sound effects, BBC Sound Effects, Free Sound, and Muse Open. Directed and co-produced by Noemi Sharog. Narrated and co-produced by Akili Brown. Introduced and co-produced by Ellen Coe. This episode was made possible by our generous donors and by you, our listeners. If you'd like to learn more about the cast or to donate, please visit floor5theater.com.